another special podcast right here on Sports Talk Chicago. My name's John Zaglul, and on today's show, the Chicago Bulls are the name of the game. And rightfully so. I mean, the draft happened last week. The Bulls had the number 7 overall pick. There's lots of news and lots of intrigue over who the Bulls selected. And today, with our special guest, we intend on breaking it all down and getting to the bottom of what the Bulls got in the draft. Now, before we get started, make sure to follow us on Twitter at ChiTalkSports and hit me up personally on Google+, LinkedIn, and Instagram at John Zags, on Twitter at John Z Sports, and now on Facebook at John Zaglul. Today's show is brought to you by Mucci World, where inspiration meets creation. Call 708-247-2100 to book parties, paint your own pottery, and have art classes for adults and children. Mucci World, creativity at its finest. And by the Windy City Thunderbolts. Celebrate the team's 20th anniversary season by purchasing tickets today. Call 708-489-2255 for your chance to be a part of history this summer in Crestwood. It's now time for our special guest. He began his sports media career as the host of a nightly sports radio show on WCFL 1000 here in Chicago. By the mid-1990s, he was the voice of Michigan Wolverines basketball, calling games with current Lakers GM Rob Pelinka. In 1998, he became the play-by-play voice of the Toronto Raptors, and since 2008, he's been the radio voice of the Chicago Bulls. He's also a member of the Chicagoland Sports Hall of Fame, as well as the WGN Radio Walk of Fame. Please welcome the great Chuck Swirsky here to the show. Chuck, how are you doing today? Thank you for being here on the show.
My pleasure. Thank you for the invitation.
Well, Chuck, to start today, let's take a look at last week's NBA draft haul for the Chicago Bulls, beginning with Coby White. Now, he's been described by scouts as quick and versatile, with the ability to shoot the three ball, and so on paper, it looks like he's capable of pushing this team into the right direction. That being said, what are your thoughts on White's selection, and what kind of an impact do you see him making in his rookie season?
Well, I mean, I'm very encouraged, obviously, anytime you add the caliber of player and the upside of Coby White, from a play-by-play broadcaster, I mean, you always love to see energetic, young, enthusiastic players, which he is, come into an organization. I also think we need to kind of just pump the brakes a little bit and remind ourselves he's 19 years young. He has 1 year under his belt at North Carolina, and that he has to learn the NBA game, and he's still growing as a basketball player, period, about the nuances of running a point, how to play the game, all those things that go into a very successful career, which I'm certain he will have. So I think it was a good day for the Bulls, and it's a good day for basketball fans who, you know, are excited about the direction of the ball club.
And, you know, with White's selection, of course, the rumor mill has been circulating, as many believe now that he'll take over Chris Dunn's post as the team's starting point guard. Now, nothing has been officially decided yet, but if you had to guess, what's Chris Dunn's fate heading into the upcoming season?
Well, I think Chris Dunn, obviously, is still a member of the basketball team, and I think he has a healthy chip on his shoulder, which he should have, with the Bulls, and I don't think he's going to give up that job as a starting guard. And, I mean, this is a very competitive business, and this is a business that players make their livelihood at by competing at the highest level. And so I'm expecting a very fierce, fierce battle come training camp.
Chuck Swirsky here on Sports Talk Chicago. And Chuck, moving to the Bulls' other draft selection, Daniel Gafford at pick number 38, what are you expecting out of him this season? I mean, he's considered an excellent rebounder. He can also put up points in the paint if needed. How do you see him fitting in with the Bulls' current rotation of big men?
Well, I mean, I've only seen him briefly, and so I have to be very, very careful about where I project him. I haven't really seen enough of him to say that he's going to get X minutes tonight or that he's going to fill the role of a certain, you know, rotational player. So I'm going to hold off until I really have an opportunity to really look at his game. I mean, my account of watching him is he's a good roll-to-the-rim player, protects the basket well, shot blocker. Yeah, and that's as far as I can get with you at this point in time. So I hope you're patient. I want to see him play in the summer league, get a little bit better feel about his game, and then certainly once the regular season starts.
You know, when you look back on this all from a holistic standpoint with the selections of both White and Gafford, would you say that the Bulls had a successful draft? Is this a year that fans and media alike will appreciate the choices that the Bulls made in this draft?
At this point, I think you can have 30 teams that will say they had a successful draft. I think optimism is something to behold because these scouts and general managers and player personnel directors and basketball ops people, this is their livelihood. And they spend a lot of time on the road. And there are some very lonely nights and nights where they probably look at the heavens and say, is this the right guy? Or how will he blend in with the organization? And so I think everyone goes in with the intention of saying, I want this guy, and I think this player will really, really help our basketball team. But again, we have to be very patient and let this play out. In this draft, we know that Zion is Zion, and Ja Morant is Morant. And you know, then you have the likes of Barrett. But after that, you know, we have to wait and see. And we still have to wait and see really on the top three picks, although certainly from what everyone gathers, those three were going number three, as well as, what we saw from 4 until 10. I'm the kind of guy that really wants to wait and see on players before I put them in the Hall of Fame.
Going now to some national NBA news, your former employer, the Toronto Raptors, recently won the NBA Finals for the first time in franchise history. Now, obviously today you're with the Bulls and you've been here in Chicago for just over 10 seasons, but what was it like for you as the former TV voice of the Raptors to see them win it all for the first time?
Well, it's great. It's great for the organization, great for the ownership, many of whom are still in place there. The franchise went through some very tough years, as you know. And, Masai Ujiri was a risk taker. And he fired a very successful coach in Dwayne Casey. And he made a blockbuster deal with San Antonio, and it worked. And I think this ball club has also improved itself, their talent level, over the last couple, 3 years with some outstanding draft choices and some trades, some that were consummated by the previous general manager, Brian Colangelo. But I think this club has really come together. They are a very deep team. And I think, it would have been interesting to see had Durant been healthy and Klay Thompson not gone down. But we'll never know that. And you can't really take away their accomplishments. So they're the NBA champions, and they're the reigning champions. And we'll see what happens in the future.
You know, on social media, was it odd for you to interact with all of these Raptors fans despite being with the Bulls today? I mean, what was that dynamic like for you to be remembered by so many people in Toronto, yet not being with the team for over 10 years?
Well, I mean, it was great just because, the Raptor fans were tremendous to me when I was there. They were very, very loyal. They have a great passion for the passion of the organization and for the team. And I happen to be a very, very, very small part of it as a broadcaster. And so to be remembered 11 years after the fact, because I've actually done more Bulls games than Raptor games, I'm going on my 12th year with the Bulls, the truth of the matter is that they will always have a special place in my heart.
And I wanted to stick with the Raptors for just another moment, as a major storyline right now that's stolen all of the post-championship hype around Toronto has been the Kawhi Leonard saga. And it's been reported that Leonard has declined his player option. That makes him an unrestricted free agent. Now, there's a claim out there that Leonard is still interested in returning to the Raptors, albeit under a new contract. Where do you see him ending up when it's all said and done?
You know what? I have no idea, because I think at the end of the day, a player has earned the right to become a free agent, whether it's Kawhi Leonard or any player in that category. And I think if he stays, he stays. If he doesn't, he doesn't. And if he should leave, I think the Raptor fans will understand and appreciate what he brought, which is, by the way, an NBA title. If he should stay, it'll obviously be a case of not only stability, but also they'll probably be favored to win the title again, I would assume, although I can't say that based on what might happen elsewhere in the NBA. But again, you know what? I have no idea. I don't have any inside information to share with you. I'm just going to be a fan like all of us and say, hey, you know, I wish him well. He's a very, very good basketball player. On the cusp, probably, of headed to the Hall of Fame one day. But what he did in the playoffs was magnificent.
And just to describe the significance of Kawhi deciding to leave, he'd become the first player in NBA history to switch teams after winning Finals MVP, indeed if he does leave Toronto. And I believe that was something that you, Chuck, retweeted. What do you see as the reasoning behind Leonard wanting to leave? I mean, why would he leave a team that he just led to the NBA Finals?
Well, I mean, I think it was the retweet, but I mean, it's, you know, I mean, hey, listen, the NBA for many, many years really never really had total true free agency. And I think it's healthy for the sport. It's healthy for a player to get and put himself in a position where, number one, he is at a very high level, even for a role player, to be put in a position where you are a free agent. You can talk with 30 teams. You can judge and navigate your way through a financial contract. And I think it's very healthy for the sport. And again, whether it's Clyde Leonard or John Doe, who's trying to negotiate whether it's a one-year deal, two-year deal as a role player, I think it's fantastic that they put themselves in that position.
Moving now to your sports media career, as I mentioned in your bio, you began things on the radio, hosting a nightly sports radio show on WCFL 1000 here in Chicago. What prompted your move from the radio to becoming a play-by-play broadcaster?
Well, I mean, I always wanted to do basketball play-by-play as a little kid. And so sometimes you have to take a course that's different. But, you know, the more versatile you can become, the better. And so I really gravitated to doing sports talk and doing shows as my career went through some different stages with sports talk and then going to WGN and doing a host of things, pre and post on the Cubs Radio Network, pre-half and post Bears Radio Network. I did Chicago Sting soccer play-by-play. I did some TV for Northwestern football. I did DePaul play-by-play for basketball. And as things, you know, took a turn, I went to do the University of Michigan for 4 years for basketball. I did the pre-half and post on the football network. I did some Red Wings pre-intermission and post hockey. And, you know, morning drive sports as I did in Chicago. And then the Raptors, you know, came through and gave me probably the biggest break of my life in terms of play-by-play, selecting me as their announcer. And, you know, I mean, as it turns out, it was probably the best move of my life because it put me in a position where now I'm going on my 22nd year in the NBA.
And, you know, here in 2019 marks your 40th year in sports media, whether it be hosting a show on the radio or calling NBA games. What's been the most memorable moment in your illustrious career thus far?
My most memorable moment was being hired. And I'm saying that sincerely. I mean, for people to believe in me, I was rejected coming out of school by so many radio stations. You know, you send out a cassette tape in those days. There was no internet. And you send a tape out in a little envelope. And you hope to get some type of feedback, either through a phone call or through a letter. Some people would write. It was a standard form rejection letter. Sometimes you never hear. And for a radio station to believe in me and to say, you know what, we want you, come work for us. I thought, you know, that was probably the highlight of my life because, you know, to really start your career, you have to have one radio station just trust and believe in your talent and what you will bring that station. And fortunately, it happened.
And finally, Chuck, before we let you go today, going back to your time with the Raptors for a moment, Can you tell us about the origin story behind two of your most famous catchphrases, quote, salami and cheese, and quote, onions, baby, onions? What did those two calls signify, and why did you use those words?
Well, I mean, onions, baby, I mean, a lot of people, I mean, people think Boo Raftery actually came up with onions for a big call. But Ray Meyer actually told me about that long before, just the significance of a man stepping up. So I kind of tweaked it a little bit, and I said, onions, baby, onions. The salami and cheese, I received a letter from a fan who was just locked in watching the Raptors, and he couldn't even, you know, go to the fridge to get a beverage or to get something as far as a sandwich or something to, you know, eat. And he said, Chuck, do me a favor. When you know that, you know, the game is over, can you let me know? Because I'm just hungry. And by the way, I like salami and cheese. And so there was a game where the Raptors were winning by like 8 points with about 20 seconds to go. So I just said on the air, get out the salami and cheese, mama. This ball game is over. And the producer is telling me in the headset, he goes, are you okay? Like, what's going on here? And I said, no. I said, it's from a fan. And so all of a sudden the next day, the switchboard was lit up. People loved it. They started bringing posters to the game and sweatshirts and T-shirts and pictures, and it was crazy. So I did that until I left for Chicago.
Well, Chuck, thank you so much for being here on the show today. Always a great time to have you, and hope to have you on again soon. Thank you.
My pleasure. Thank you.
What an honor it was to welcome Chuck Swirsky back to the show as we talk with him about what the Bulls did in the NBA draft, along with the NBA Finals and his thoughts on the Raptors winning, plus his amazing broadcasting career. Chuck is such a great guy, and he brings in so much energy and passion into every Bulls broadcast, and he's also very knowledgeable, as you heard throughout the interview. He pays attention to the game on a national level, not just on a Chicago level, and he always has great insights to contribute. I always enjoy having him on the show, and I appreciate the fact that he took the time to be with me today. Well, that does it for us here at Sports Talk Chicago. Make sure to follow us on Twitter at @ChiTalkSports and hit me up personally on Google+, LinkedIn, and Instagram at John Zags, on Twitter at John Z Sports, and now on Facebook at John Zagluel. Also, make sure to subscribe to the website. You can find the subscription box on the homepage of the site. Simply type in your email, click yes on the confirmation email, and from there, you'll be subscribed. You'll receive every new podcast and article directly to your email. And remember, Sports Talk Chicago is now on iTunes and Google Play. Simply search Sports Talk Chicago, and every podcast from the 2018-19 calendar year is now available. Feel free to leave us a 5-star rating and/or write a review. Your support is greatly appreciated. Thank you again for listening to today's show, and have a great day.